The Little Book of Value Investing by Christopher H. Brown. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Little Book of Value Investing by Christopher H. Brown is a comprehensive guide to value investing. It provides an overview of the principles of value investing, as well as practical advice on how to apply them. The book begins by discussing the basics of value investing, including the concept of intrinsic value, the importance of diversification, and the need to focus on the long term. It then moves on to discuss the different types of value investing, such as growth investing, value investing, and contrarian investing. The book also provides an in-depth look at the different strategies used by value investors, such as margin of safety, diversification, and the use of financial ratios. Finally, the book provides a detailed look at the different types of stocks that are suitable for value investing, as well as the different types of analysis used to evaluate them. The book also provides a detailed look at the different types of analysis used to evaluate stocks, such as fundamental analysis, technical analysis, and quantitative analysis. It also provides an overview of the different types of financial instruments used in value investing, such as options, futures, and derivatives. The book also provides an overview of the different types of risk associated with value investing, such as market risk, liquidity risk, and credit risk. Finally, the book provides an overview of the different types of taxes associated with value investing, such as capital gains taxes and dividend taxes. Overall, The Little Book of Value Investing by Christopher H. Brown is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning more about value investing. It provides an overview of the principles of value investing, as well as practical advice on how to apply them. It also provides an in-depth look at the different types of analysis used to evaluate stocks, as well as the different types of financial instruments used in value investing. Finally, the book provides an overview of the different types of risk associated with value investing, as well as the different types of taxes associated with it. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the value of a company. Value investing is a strategy that involves buying stocks of companies that are undervalued by the market and selling them when they reach their true value. Value investing is a strategy that involves buying stocks of companies that are undervalued by the market and selling them when they reach their true value. This strategy is based on the idea that the market often misprices stocks, and that by buying stocks that are undervalued, investors can make a profit when the market corrects itself. To be successful at value investing, investors must understand the value of a company and be able to identify stocks that are undervalued. The first step in understanding the value of a company is to analyze its financial statements. Investors should look at the company's income statement, balance sheet, and cash flow statement to get an idea of the company's financial health. They should also look at the company's competitive position in the industry, its management team, and its growth prospects. By analyzing these factors, investors can get an idea of the company's true value and determine whether it is undervalued by the market. Once investors have identified a company that is undervalued, they should research the company further to determine whether it is a good investment. They should look at the company's past performance, its current financial situation, and its future prospects. They should also consider the company's competitive position in the industry and its management team. By doing this research, investors can determine whether the company is a good investment and whether it is likely to reach its true value in the future. Value investing is a strategy that can be used to make a profit in the stock market. By understanding the value of a company and researching it thoroughly, investors can identify stocks that are undervalued and make a profit when the market corrects itself. With the right research and analysis, value investing can be a profitable strategy for investors. Main idea number 2. Analyze the financials. Investors should analyze the financials of a company to determine its true value and make sure it is a good investment. Analyzing the financials of a company is an essential part of value investing. Investors should look at the company's financial statements, such as the balance sheet, income statement, and cash flow statement, to get a better understanding of the company's financial health. By looking at these documents, investors can determine the company's assets, liabilities, and cash flow. This information can help investors determine the company's true value and whether it is a good investment. Investors should also look at the company's financial ratios, such as the price-to-earnings ratio, debt-to-equity ratio, and return on equity. These ratios can provide insight into the company's profitability, debt levels, and overall financial health. Additionally, investors should look at the company's historical financial performance to get an idea of how the company has performed in the past and how it is likely to perform in the future. Analyzing the financials of a company is an important part of value investing. By looking at the company's financial statements, financial ratios, and historical performance, investors can get a better understanding of the company's true value and make sure it is a good investment. Main idea number 3. Look for bargains. Value investors should look for stocks that are undervalued by the market and buy them when they are at a bargain price. Value investors should always be on the lookout for bargains. This means looking for stocks that are undervalued by the market and buying them when they are at a bargain price. Value investors should look for stocks that have a low price-to-earnings ratio, a low price-to-book ratio, and a low price-to-sales ratio. They should also look for stocks that have a high dividend yield and a low debt-to-equity ratio. Additionally, value investors should look for stocks that have a strong balance sheet and a history of consistent earnings growth. Value investors should also look for stocks that have been overlooked by the market and are trading at a discount. They should look for stocks that have been beaten down by the market and are trading at a low price. They should also look for stocks that have strong fundamentals and are trading at a discount due to short-term market volatility. Finally, value investors should look for stocks that have a catalyst that could cause the stock to appreciate in the future. Main idea number 4. Invest for the long term. Value investors should invest for the long term and not be swayed by short-term market fluctuations. Investing for the long term is a key principle of value investing. Value investors seek to buy stocks that are undervalued by the market and hold them for the long term. This strategy allows investors to benefit from the market's tendency to overreact to news and events, and to eventually recognize the true value of the stock. By investing for the long term, value investors can take advantage of the market's inefficiencies and benefit from the eventual revaluation of the stock. Value investors should not be swayed by short-term market fluctuations. Instead, they should focus on the long-term prospects of the company and the value of the stock. By investing for the long term, value investors can benefit from the market's eventual recognition of the true value of the stock. This strategy allows investors to benefit from the market's inefficiencies and to take advantage of the eventual revaluation of the stock. Investing for the long term is a key principle of value investing. Value investors should focus on the long-term prospects of the company and the value of the stock, and not be swayed by short-term market fluctuations. By investing for the long term, value investors can benefit from the market's eventual recognition of the true value of the stock and take advantage of the market's inefficiencies. This strategy allows investors to benefit from the market's eventual revaluation of the stock and to benefit from the market's inefficiencies. Main idea number 5. Diversify your portfolio. Value investors should diversify their portfolios to reduce risk and maximize returns. Diversifying your portfolio is an important part of value investing. By diversifying, you spread out your risk across different investments, reducing the risk of any one investment failing. This also allows you to take advantage of different market conditions, as different investments may perform better in different market environments. Additionally, diversifying your portfolio can help you maximize returns, as different investments may have different returns. When diversifying your portfolio, it is important to consider the different types of investments available. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs are all common investments that can be used to diversify a portfolio. Additionally, it is important to consider the different sectors and industries in which you are investing. By diversifying across different sectors and industries, you can reduce the risk of any one sector or industry performing poorly. Finally, it is important to consider the different types of risk associated with each investment. Different investments have different levels of risk, and it is important to understand the risks associated with each investment before investing. By understanding the risks associated with each investment, you can better diversify your portfolio to reduce risk and maximize returns. Main idea number 6. Invest in quality companies. Value investors should invest in quality companies with strong fundamentals and good management. Investing in quality companies is a cornerstone of value investing. Quality companies have strong fundamentals, such as a healthy balance sheet, consistent earnings, and a competitive advantage in their industry. They also have good management, with a track record of making sound decisions and executing on their plans. Quality companies are often undervalued by the market, providing an opportunity for value investors to buy them at a discount. Value investors should take the time to research and analyze potential investments to ensure they are investing in quality companies. This includes looking at the company's financials, management team, competitive position, and other factors. By investing in quality companies, value investors can increase their chances of achieving long-term success. Main idea number 7. Avoid overvalued stocks. Value investors should avoid stocks that are overvalued by the market and are likely to decline in value. Value investors should be aware of the potential risks of investing in overvalued stocks. Overvalued stocks are those that are trading at prices that are higher than their intrinsic value. This means that the stock is trading at a price that is not supported by its fundamentals. As a result, the stock is likely to decline in value as the market corrects itself. Value investors should avoid overvalued stocks and instead focus on stocks that are trading at prices that are lower than their intrinsic value. These stocks are likely to appreciate in value as the market corrects itself and the stock price rises to its true value. Value investors should also look for stocks that have strong fundamentals and are undervalued by the market. These stocks are likely to outperform the market in the long run. Value investors should also be aware of the potential risks of investing in overvalued stocks. Overvalued stocks are more likely to experience sharp declines in price as the market corrects itself. This can lead to significant losses for investors who are not prepared for the potential risks. Therefore, it is important for value investors to be aware of the potential risks of investing in overvalued stocks and to avoid them when possible. Main idea number 8. Be patient. Value investors should be patient and wait for the right opportunity to buy or sell a stock. Patience is a key component of value investing. Value investors should not rush into buying or selling a stock. Instead, they should wait for the right opportunity to present itself. This means that they should be patient and wait for the stock to reach its intrinsic value before making a purchase. They should also be patient and wait for the stock to reach its maximum potential before selling. This requires a great deal of discipline and patience, but it is essential for successful value investing. Value investors should also be patient when it comes to the stock market as a whole. The stock market is unpredictable and can be volatile. It is important to remember that the stock market is cyclical and that there will be times when the market is up and times when it is down. Value investors should be patient and wait for the market to turn around before making any major decisions. Patience is a virtue when it comes to value investing. Value investors should be patient and wait for the right opportunity to present itself before making any decisions. They should also be patient and wait for the stock market to turn around before making any major decisions. By being patient and disciplined, value investors can increase their chances of success and maximize their returns. Main idea number 9. Monitor your investments. Value investors should monitor their investments regularly to ensure they are performing as expected. Monitoring your investments is an important part of value investing. It is important to keep track of the performance of your investments and to make sure they are meeting your expectations. This means regularly checking the performance of your investments, such as the stock price, dividends, and other financial metrics. It also means staying up to date on news and developments related to the company or industry in which you have invested. This will help you to identify any potential risks or opportunities that may affect the performance of your investments. It is also important to review your portfolio regularly to ensure that it is still in line with your investment goals. This means evaluating the performance of each of your investments and making sure that they are still in line with your risk tolerance and investment objectives. If any of your investments are not performing as expected, you may need to make adjustments to your portfolio to ensure that it is still in line with your goals. Finally, it is important to stay informed about the markets and the economy in general. This will help you to identify any potential risks or opportunities that may affect the performance of your investments. By staying informed and monitoring your investments regularly, you can ensure that your investments are performing as expected and that your portfolio is in line with your investment goals. Main idea number 10. Understand the market. Value investors should understand the market and be aware of the factors that can affect stock prices. Value investors should take the time to understand the market and the factors that can affect stock prices. This includes understanding the macroeconomic environment, the industry dynamics, and the competitive landscape. It is important to understand the economic cycle, the current state of the economy, and the potential for future growth. Additionally, investors should be aware of the political and regulatory environment, as well as the potential for changes in the future. Value investors should also be aware of the industry dynamics, including the competitive landscape, the potential for new entrants, and the potential for disruption. They should understand the competitive advantages of the companies they are considering investing in, and the potential for those advantages to be eroded over time. Additionally, they should be aware of the potential for new entrants to the market, and the potential for disruption from new technologies or business models. Finally, value investors should understand the company they are considering investing in. This includes understanding the company's financials, its competitive advantages, and its potential for growth. Additionally, investors should be aware of the company's management team, its corporate culture, and its potential for success in the future. By understanding the market and the factors that can affect stock prices, value investors can make informed decisions and maximize their returns. Main idea number 11. Research companies. Value investors should research companies thoroughly before investing in them. Value investors should take the time to research companies thoroughly before investing in them. This means looking at the company's financial statements, understanding the industry it operates in, and assessing the competitive landscape. It also means looking at the company's management team and their track record of success. Value investors should also look at the company's balance sheet and cash flow statements to make sure that the company is financially sound. Finally, value investors should look at the company's stock price history to make sure that the stock is trading at a discount to its intrinsic value. Value investors should also look at the company's past performance and future prospects. This means looking at the company's sales and earnings growth, as well as its return on equity and return on assets. Value investors should also look at the company's competitive advantages and any potential risks that could affect the company's future performance. Finally, value investors should look at the company's dividend policy and any potential catalysts that could drive the stock price higher. By taking the time to research companies thoroughly, value investors can make sure that they are investing in companies that have the potential to generate long-term returns. This is the key to successful value investing. By taking the time to research companies thoroughly, value investors can make sure that they are investing in companies that have the potential to generate long-term returns. Main idea number 12. Consider the risk. Value investors should consider the risk associated with a stock before investing in it. Value investors should always consider the risk associated with a stock before investing in it. Risk is an important factor to consider when investing in any stock, as it can have a significant impact on the potential return of an investment. Risk can come in many forms, such as the company's financial health, the industry it operates in, the competitive landscape, and the overall market conditions. By understanding the risks associated with a stock, investors can make more informed decisions and better manage their investments. When assessing the risk of a stock, investors should look at the company's financial statements and analyze the company's performance over time. This will help investors understand the company's financial health and identify any potential risks. Investors should also consider the industry the company operates in and the competitive landscape. This will help investors understand the potential risks associated with the industry and the company's competitive position. Finally, investors should consider the overall market conditions and the potential impact on the stock's performance. By considering the risk associated with a stock, investors can make more informed decisions and better manage their investments. Risk is an important factor to consider when investing in any stock, and understanding the risks associated with a stock can help investors make more informed decisions and better manage their investments. Main idea number 13. Invest in companies with good management. Value investors should invest in companies with good management and a track record of success. Investing in companies with good management is a key component of value investing. Good management teams have a track record of success and are able to make decisions that are in the best interest of the company and its shareholders. They are able to identify and capitalize on opportunities, while also managing risk. Good management teams are also able to effectively allocate resources and create value for shareholders. When evaluating a company, it is important to look at the management team and their track record. Look for a team that has a history of success and has been able to create value for shareholders. It is also important to look at the team's ability to make decisions that are in the best interest of the company and its shareholders. Additionally, look for a team that is able to effectively allocate resources and capitalize on opportunities. Investing in companies with good management is a key component of value investing. Good management teams have a track record of success and are able to make decisions that are in the best interest of the company and its shareholders. They are able to identify and capitalize on opportunities, while also managing risk. Good management teams are also able to effectively allocate resources and create value for shareholders. Main idea number 14. Invest in companies with good growth prospects. Value investors should invest in companies with good growth prospects and a strong competitive advantage. Investing in companies with good growth prospects is a key part of value investing. Companies with strong competitive advantages and good growth prospects are more likely to be successful in the long run. These companies are more likely to have a higher return on investment and be more resilient in the face of economic downturns. When looking for companies with good growth prospects, investors should look for companies that have a strong competitive advantage, such as a unique product or service, a strong brand, or a large customer base. Additionally, investors should look for companies that have a strong management team, a solid financial position, and a track record of success. Investors should also look for companies that have a clear strategy for growth. Companies that have a well-defined plan for expanding their business, such as through acquisitions or new product launches, are more likely to be successful in the long run. Additionally, investors should look for companies that have a strong balance sheet and are able to generate cash flow. Companies with strong cash flow are more likely to be able to weather economic downturns and continue to grow. Finally, investors should look for companies that have a strong competitive advantage and are able to differentiate themselves from their competitors. Companies that are able to differentiate themselves from their competitors are more likely to be successful in the long run. Additionally, investors should look for companies that have a strong management team and a track record of success. Companies with strong management teams are more likely to be able to make the right decisions and capitalize on opportunities. Main idea number 15. Invest in companies with good financials. Value investors should invest in companies with good financials and a healthy balance sheet. Investing in companies with good financials is a key part of value investing. Companies with strong financials have a better chance of surviving economic downturns and are more likely to generate returns for investors. When evaluating a company, investors should look at its balance sheet, income statement, and cash flow statement to get an idea of its financial health. A company with a strong balance sheet, positive cash flow, and consistent earnings is a good candidate for investment. In addition to looking at the financials, investors should also consider the company's management team and competitive position. A company with a strong management team and a competitive advantage in its industry is more likely to generate returns for investors. Investors should also consider the company's growth prospects and potential for future earnings. Companies with strong growth prospects and potential for future earnings are more likely to generate returns for investors. Investing in companies with good financials is a key part of value investing. By taking the time to evaluate a company's financials, management team, competitive position, and growth prospects, investors can identify companies with strong potential for generating returns. Investing in companies with good financials is a great way to build a portfolio of stocks that can generate long-term returns for investors. Main idea number 16. Invest in companies with good cash flow. Value investors should invest in companies with good cash flow and a strong cash position. Investing in companies with good cash flow is a key part of value investing. Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business, and companies with strong cash flow are more likely to be able to weather economic downturns and take advantage of opportunities. Companies with good cash flow are also more likely to be able to pay dividends and buy back stock, which can be beneficial to shareholders. When evaluating a company's cash flow, investors should look at the company's operating cash flow, which is the cash generated from its core business operations. This is a better measure of a company's financial health than its net income, which can be affected by one-time events or accounting decisions. Investors should also look at the company's free cash flow, which is the cash left over after the company has paid for its capital expenditures. This is a good measure of the company's ability to generate cash from its operations. In addition to looking at a company's cash flow, investors should also look at its cash position. Companies with a strong cash position are better able to take advantage of opportunities and weather downturns. Investors should look at the company's cash balance, as well as its debt levels and its ability to generate cash from operations. Investing in companies with good cash flow and a strong cash position is a key part of value investing. Companies with strong cash flow and a strong cash position are more likely to be able to weather economic downturns and take advantage of opportunities. By investing in these companies, investors can increase their chances of achieving long-term success. Main idea number 17. Invest in companies with good products. Value investors should invest in companies with good products and services that are in demand. When it comes to value investing, one of the most important things to consider is the quality of the company's products and services. Companies with good products and services that are in demand are more likely to be successful and generate returns for investors. Companies with poor products and services are more likely to struggle and fail, resulting in losses for investors. Therefore, it is important to research the products and services of a company before investing in it. When researching a company's products and services, it is important to look at the quality of the products and services, the demand for them, and the competitive landscape. Quality products and services that are in demand and have few competitors are more likely to be successful and generate returns for investors. Poor quality products and services that are not in demand or have many competitors are more likely to struggle and fail. It is also important to look at the company's track record when it comes to product and service innovation. Companies that are constantly innovating and introducing new products and services are more likely to be successful and generate returns for investors. Companies that are not innovating and introducing new products and services are more likely to struggle and fail. In conclusion, value investors should invest in companies with good products and services that are in demand. Quality products and services that are in demand and have few competitors are more likely to be successful and generate returns for investors. Companies that are constantly innovating and introducing new products and services are also more likely to be successful and generate returns for investors. Therefore, it is important to research the products and services of a company before investing in it. Main idea number 18. Invest in companies with good reputations. Value investors should invest in companies with good reputations and a history of success. Investing in companies with good reputations is a key part of value investing. Companies with good reputations have a track record of success, and investors can be confident that their investments will be safe and profitable. Companies with good reputations also tend to have strong management teams, which can help ensure that the company continues to perform well. Additionally, companies with good reputations often have strong brand recognition, which can help them attract customers and increase their profits. When investing in companies with good reputations, it is important to look at the company's financials and management team. Investors should look for companies that have a history of strong financial performance and a management team that is experienced and knowledgeable. Additionally, investors should look for companies that have a strong competitive advantage and are well-positioned to take advantage of future opportunities. Finally, investors should look for companies that have a good track record of returning value to shareholders. Investing in companies with good reputations can be a great way to generate long-term returns. Companies with good reputations tend to be more stable and reliable than other companies, and they can provide investors with a safe and profitable investment. Additionally, companies with good reputations often have strong brand recognition, which can help them attract customers and increase their profits. For these reasons, value investors should consider investing in companies with good reputations. Main idea number 19. Invest in companies with good returns. Value investors should invest in companies with good returns and a history of dividend payments. Value investors should look for companies that have a history of providing good returns to their shareholders. This means that the company has a track record of providing dividends to its shareholders, as well as increasing the value of its stock over time. Companies that have a history of providing good returns are typically well-managed and have a strong competitive advantage in their industry. These companies are also likely to have a strong balance sheet and a healthy cash flow. When investing in companies with good returns, it is important to look at the company's financial statements and analyze the company's performance over time. This will help investors determine if the company is a good long-term investment. Investors should also look at the company's management team and their track record of success. This will help investors determine if the company is well managed and has a good strategy for the future. Investing in companies with good returns is a great way to build wealth over time. These companies are likely to provide consistent returns and dividends, which can help investors build a strong portfolio. Additionally, these companies are likely to have a strong competitive advantage in their industry, which can help them remain profitable in the long term. Main idea number 20. Invest in companies with good prospects. Value investors should invest in companies with good prospects and a bright future. Investing in companies with good prospects is a key part of value investing. Companies with good prospects have the potential to generate strong returns for investors over the long term. These companies have strong fundamentals, such as a competitive advantage, a strong balance sheet, and a well-defined strategy. They also have a track record of success and a management team that is committed to creating value for shareholders. When evaluating a company, value investors should look for signs that the company has a bright future. This includes analyzing the company's financials, competitive position, and management team. They should also consider the company's growth prospects and potential for future success. Companies with good prospects are likely to generate strong returns for investors over the long term. Value investors should also consider the company's valuation. Companies with good prospects may be undervalued, providing investors with an opportunity to purchase shares at a discount. This can help investors maximize their returns and minimize their risk. Investing in companies with good prospects is an important part of value investing. By carefully evaluating a company's fundamentals and potential for future success, value investors can identify companies with the potential to generate strong returns over the long term.